This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And embrace a peaceful future for their faith. And they're looking very much forward to hearing what we, as your representative, we have to say. We have to stop radical Islamic terrorism. Then in Israel, I'll reaffirm our unbreakable alliance with the Jewish state. In Rome, I will talk with Pope Francis about the contributions of Christian teachings to the world. Finally, I'll attend the NATO summit in Brussels and the G7 in Sicily to promote security, prosperity, and peace all over the world. I'll meet scores of leaders and honor the holiest sites of these three great religions. And everywhere I go, I will carry the inspiration I take from you each day, from your courage and determination to do whatever is required, save and protect American lives. Save and protect American lives. We want security. You're going to give us security.
Donald Trump on his vision of, his embarkation overseas to meet with these world leaders. You can't help but feel, Scott, that he's, with everything that he's leaving behind domestically, not a real positive send-off here, for this president that... When you were thinking about the timing of this overseas trip and the meetings of these dignitaries and these leaders of these countries, he could have been, I don't know. I mean, you just have to trust that what will happen there. But, it's just not the kind of thing that you want to do. I mean, in terms of sending a leader of our country overseas with, this anchor that he's left behind here. I don't know. I mean, there's just nothing like success. Success is the great remedy and the greatest form of revenge here. If he has a successful tour, which I suspect that he will, what he's been able to do on the world stage so far has been very positive. And I think maybe in spite of him feeling like, his hands have been tied or maybe he's in a three-legged race here a bit, that he can still be successful, and as we've been saying, the president just needs to be the president, sit on the authority. He is the president regardless of, what he hears from, some Democrats or certainly the media. And like we've been saying, happy to hear that this is more ginned up from the media, right, that on the Beltway itself, it's not, there's not a lot of there, and they know that.
I also think that it's a thing to where the people that actually support him and the stuff that he wants to do, I think it's time that we stop being silent about it. I think that mm-hmm. we step up ourselves and go out there and show him that, hey, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Because, look, if you feel like you're battling the world by yourself, that's a tough one. But if you know you have people that are there with you, it lightens the load and it shows you what you're fighting for.
Yeah, and to your point, Scott, I'm saying where are the Republicans? Where are the conservatives here? Coming alongside. You can question the awkwardness and some of the responses of this president, but look beyond that. Where is the substance of the issue?
And
go ahead.
I was going to say I also think that if you're going to accuse somebody of treason, something more than an anonymous source is needed.
You think?
I do.
Yeah. And this is the thing. This is why it's gotten so radical. I mean, even to the point, Nancy Pelosi, with all her bluster and everything, she didn't join in with Congressman Green and Maxine Waters. They kind of just let him go out there. Maybe to kind of just, throw something out there to see if there was going to be any hits on it. Of course, the media did. But it's going through its cycle, and people, I guess, are starting to understand and see it for what it is, and a lot of bluster, unfounded. And but hey, it's politics as usual from the Beltway.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, ladies and gentlemen. Still 6 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? This is a government of for by we the people. By its very definition, that means that we're responsible for the government that we have. It is time for you to get involved, get engaged, step up, take a stand, and push back. If that is your desire and you agreed with the president that we need to drain the swamp, then what are you doing, you know, to that end, to drain the swamp? It is something that we all have to get involved with. And I believe at the very basis of this is discovering the facts. We need to know the facts, pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Colonel Denny Gilliam is with us right now. He's back. The colonel, after graduating from West Point, served 22 years in the Army, first as an airborne ranger with 2 combat tours, for which he was awarded 2 Purple Hearts and 7 awards for valor. He also served as a Mideast war planner while serving at U.S. Readiness Command. Colonel Gilliam, good to have you back with us as always. How are you doing, sir?
Awesome, man. I'm glad to be back with you, man. I agree with you so much that I think you might be me.
Well, I think there's more of us than we realize, Colonel, but, you know, this is a time for courage where you have to step up. You have to be truly convicted, and convinced of your convictions. And, as they would say, and I know this is not foreign to you, sometimes you got to be prepared to fall on your sword. And is America like like the revolutionaries that started this whole thing to begin with? Are we prepared to fall on our sword for the sake of this great American experiment?
You know, and the question is, do most people even care? Yeah. It's sort of like if I gave you a brand new car because you needed one, and I came back a year later and you were griping about it, and I asked you ever change the oil, and you said, no, I just put gas in. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of important things that are given to you. And this country, this free country, was given to us. We have to take care of it.
And you're exactly right, and taking care of is the maintenance of it, and we've checked out. I mean, the reason that we're $20 trillion in debt and we find ourselves upset with the government that we have right now, is it's like all of a sudden we've woken from this slumber and go, what the heck happened to freedom?
And it's party time. We better get on. We better ruck up and get going now, because we've been waiting too long.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and the thing that concerns me, Colonel, I think you and I talked about this the last time when we had this conversation, was, again, I think about our kids and our grandkids. You know, what kind of country are we turning over to them after, the noted successes, going back from day one, carried through to the, you know, our parents, the greatest generation. I say it breaks my heart to think that we have let it, let it go in such disrepair, like you say, you know, just putting gas in the car and ignoring the maintenance of the car.
And that's what we've done to our country. And all of us, we just have to do the best we can do. That's why I appreciate your show so much, because anybody who's halfway got their mind turned on is going to hear it. And we can't, not everybody can do everything. I can't check on every elected official. I can't do, but I can do what I can do, and I can encourage others to do what they can do. And it'll work that way. But sitting back griping when you see the news is not helping our country.
Well, we spend more time complaining than we do doing something about it. We need to activate the citizenry and say, you know, our challenge has been, currently, is give us 5 minutes. Can you give 5 minutes for your country, which could mean a quick email to your senator or congressman, and turn your gripe into action and put it where it counts. I mean, you know, yelling down the street, sitting at Starbucks, complaining with a bunch of other people, negging themselves out. We can be a lot more constructive than that. And not only can we need to be, don't we?
Yes, we do. I would be willing to bet if we went out and found 100 people right now, we couldn't find four of them that could name their two senators and their congressman, much less governor, state rep, county commissioner. So how do you hold people accountable if you don't even know who they are? And if you do know who they are, as you suggested, communicate with them. One of the things our elected officials are really crappy at is reading minds. They don't know what you want. So you have to tell them, then hold them accountable.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and the thing is that if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be because we understand what it's all. I mean, we've lost the vision here, Colonel. That's part of the problem, too, because we've unhinged from, you know, the character, the principles of our U.S. Constitution, because people don't read it. And, you know, it's not taught in school, sadly, anymore, or to a limited amount. You know, I know there's probably some teachers that take exception when we say this because, I teach it. Well, you know, it needs to be done in such a way to where there is fruit of that teaching, to where these kids, when they go to college, can resist the professors who are all knowing and come off with their faculty lounge philosophy that is empirically a disaster, but yet they spout it out. And next thing you know, you got all these kids walking around wearing Che Guevara T-shirts, like as if that's cool. And they have no idea who Che Guevara, you know, who he was and the disaster and the one man wrecking crew that he was.
Exactly. I teach part time at a local college. I teach American government. And it's in 12 years, I'm not sure I found two people of my students that have read the Constitution, much less have given any thought to it, much less have talked about what their rights and obligations are under it. So you're right on in my experience.
Well, and this is the problem we have right now, even in the Supreme Court with judges, activist judges, you know, that believe, they really believe that the Constitution is elastic. I mean, our own president, former president, said, you didn't believe that the Founding Fathers really meant what they said, that it's interpretive and that there should be some room for interpretation there. And it is, in his words, elastic, you know. And so what's happened in the process is the rule of law is thrown out the door. You know, immigration is a mess. Everybody says it's broken. Okay, well, it's broken. Why is it taking this long to fix it? And then you get a president who comes in and says, and an attorney general says, oh, we're going to follow the rules. You know, we're going to follow the rules that Congress has enacted. What a novel concept. Now, look what's happening at the border. Look at what's happening with immigration. We're already seeing some dramatic movement right there just by the enactment and the declaration that we're going to follow the rule of law. What a novel concept, huh?
It's wild and crazy. And you're absolutely right about our Constitution. If our Constitution isn't a legal document that says what it says and doesn't say what it doesn't say, then it's totally elastic, and you don't have any rights unless some unelected Supreme Court justice decides you do have them. You don't have the right to freedom of speech unless he decides that freedom of speech means freedom of speech. You don't have any rights. So we need our Constitution to be a legal document that says what it says and doesn't say what it doesn't say, and if you don't like it, change it with a constitutional amendment.
Or you find yourself like the people in California, where you vote on an election, 8 million people vote one way, and one activist judge who has a direct interest against it says, oh, well, those 8 million votes didn't matter. and just vacates 8 million boats, puts them into powder, and blows them out. And now all of a sudden, you know, elections don't matter. Our votes don't matter. And where are the Democrats? Where are all those activists to support the cause? We've got more from Colonel Denny Gillum. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we always love hearing from you. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with retired U.S. Army Colonel Denny Gillum continues. Colonel, real quick before we get into tackling terrorism at the domestic level, it would appear our country is quite chaotic. I was encouraged to hear the other day, you know, from our legislators themselves that a lot that is being drummed up here is driven by the media, that our legislators are not greatly affected by what's going on. But I would think because of this intensity, sooner or later, it would be inevitable that our legislators would be affected by what's going on at the Beltway. What do you say? Colonel, are we connected here?
I hear you.
Okay. For some reason, I couldn't hear your response here, but go ahead. If you heard the question, let's go ahead and, with your response.
Yes, sir. I did not check.
Okay, we got a breakup connection here, Colonel. Let's Scott, why don't you reconnect with him right now, and then suddenly we've lost some connectivity here with Colonel Denny Gillum, because I'm definitely want his insight and his read on what is happening, you know, in our country with you know shouts of impeachment, you know, from a particular congressman, all this stuff that's going on, and now that we have a former FBI chief in Robert Mueller taking over as a special counsel to all this, to get down to the bottom. Okay, Colonel Gillum, are we connected now again?
I hear you.
Got a better. Oh, here we go. Okay, great, excellent. I want to get your read on what's going on in terms of you know the DC Beltway, all these you know. People are using the I word, throwing the I word around, I believe irresponsibly. You know, the only crime that has taken place has been the unmasking of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. But, boy, they've walked over his body and, you know, chasing other windmills here. And let's ignore that egregious, felonious offense. And let's go after these windmills like Don Quixote. What's your read on this, Colonel Gillum?
I am so embarrassed to be in America today. The way our, one, media, and two, the crazy left are waging a hate campaign. Hey, I agree with disagreement. Americans come in all flavors. I can agree with one thing. You can disagree with me on that. We can disagree on other things. But hate, venom, I don't care what you do, you're wrong. I'm waking up in the morning to see what you did evil today. That directed towards President Trump is beyond evil. It's destroying our nation. There's everything wrong with it. And I'm not saying Trump never does anything wrong. Lord knows he does. But the venom, the hatred focused for him, I think is destroying our nation and destroying our Constitution. We need to stop those people. We need to ignore them. We right. need to tell them to sit down and shut up. that's the nicest thing I can say.
Well, and I would agree with you, Colonel, because I think, you know, what we're not considering here is the psychological impact. What is this doing? I mean, suddenly this brings credence, if that's even possible, to the radical behavior of Black Lives Matter, all these other dissidents who are out there trying to squash our First Amendment rights. I mean, the very core of our Constitution, the things that we have taken for granted that you've suggested earlier, suddenly are unwound. We're untethered from any kind of discipline and solid conscience and morality. You know, that's all by the wayside. Now it's everything, you know, every man for himself, and we're down the road to anarchy here. And this is all being brought to you by the mainstream media, oh, by the way.
Yes, and just to say that they're disgusting, unreliable, is an understatement. And how can we tolerate this? It's destroying us when the media, they can tell you today what they're going to say tomorrow, and that is the president screwed up, he's this evil, we did that wrong, and they're just making it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so intolerant. That's so evil. It's vile. It's everything that good people should be opposed to. And again, don't mean it's wrong to disagree. It's fine to disagree.
Well, good people need to understand what the facts are, and that's what we need to hold up to all this news, because in this information age in which we live in, There's a lot of knowledge flying around, a lot of information, but little knowledge is really embraced and held on to, because if it fits your particular worldview, and this is the problem, we're no longer the United States, we're the un-United States with all these diverse views, passionate views that we keep whipping up. But to what end? We're losing sight of what the objective is. And, you know, Colonel, as an airborne ranger and a military man, you've got to stay focused on the mission at hand. And there are things that will happen that will detract you and tempt you to lose sight of that mission. And you know, once you do, then you've compromised the mission. You've compromised your men. Everybody else is extremely vulnerable. And here we are. I mean, you know, what you lived out in a life and death situation in the battlefield, you're seeing happening in a socioeconomic and a political context in our country today.
Yes, we do. And that's unbelievably nasty. But it is also where we the people can say, no, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We can call the TV station, we can call the newspaper and say, I don't tolerate that. You need to get your act together. We can notify advertisers that we won't put up with that. We can take action, but nobody else is going to. We, the people, don't. It's our country. And again, we're really good at griping about it. That's why belonging to some kind of group, Concerned Veterans for America is a group I'm very active with, where you're working together with other people who have some kind of a focus. Just to get the country under control, not to advance the political agenda, but to get Washington under control, to drain the swamp. We need to do that.
Well, and this is what the Tea Party was originated and rose to action. And then, of course, a proactive Democratic, operatives led by President Obama and Lois Lerner with the IRS that got weaponized, went after the Tea Party and took them out of what? At least three voting cycles for what they did to the Tea Parties. And I'm sure some people along the way just said, why does it pay to go in and fight the government? They're way too powerful. I don't need them tormenting me and, doing what the IRS did. And of course, they did this with impunity. And, where's Lois Lerner? Retired, living on her government pension. Thank you very much, at our expense, after tormenting citizens of this great government of ours.
You are, unfortunately, absolutely right on. My friend, we totally agree, and I am also out of time.
Well, Colonel, I thank you, for your time. I appreciate you stopping in to give us an update, and I think these were things that people needed to hear from U.S. Army retired Colonel Denny Gilman. Colonel, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day.
Anytime, my friend.
Okay. You take care. All righty. What are your thoughts about this? I mean, as the Colonel says, you've got to act, even if you decide to put in a couple of minutes a day, we're saying 5 minutes a day, for all the griping we do, we probably spend more time griping than doing anything about it. Figure out an action plan for yourself, for your group, your people. I mean, the people you hunch together at Starbucks and you want to talk about all things political, it's okay. Well, you've exercised yourself, but why not put some of that that energy into a constructive direction that does something about getting this country back on track, pushing back on this faux news that's out there, from the mainstream media? Hold them accountable. I know some of you have decided, hey, I'm just not going to subscribe to that paper anymore. Look what's happening to Fox right now. I mean, they were at one time the leader in cable news, and now they've fallen to number three. Is this some of the dynamic that's taking place right now, where people are tuning out and just saying, hey, you're not relevant to me anymore? The conversation continues.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Oh, there's always something, isn't there? I think Pat Riley called it in his book Showtime, the disease of more. We're just consumers, and there's just never enough. It's insatiable for all those things, you know. And that's when you take a pause and you go, what am I doing here? You know, am I fighting the right battles? You know, if things are so insatiable, that should be an indication that maybe we're, you know, barking up the wrong tree. I'm just saying, you know, just something to think about. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Mark Shapiro back with us. Had a good conversation. It was really kind of the understatement. Really appreciated, you know, Mark's gift. He's the author of more than 75 celebrity biographies. And we talked last time about George Harrison and the title of the book, Behind Sad Eyes, The Life and Times of George Harrison. And so we welcome Mark back to talk about Donald Trump. Mark Shapiro, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing terrific. Glad to have you back. Again, I get so much comment about the Harrison book and our conversation about that. It was, as I told people, I said, I think Mark and I could have been on for days. You know, so it was quite the walk down memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
And to think about, you know, this gifted artist. So great work, and appreciate you sharing that with us. But today we want to talk Trump This, one of your latest books, The Life and Times of Donald Trump, an unauthorized biography.
You got it.
All right, so let's go back in the book. You talk about Trump's grandfather. People might chuckle just a little bit that he ran brothels during the gold rush years.
Yeah. And,
somebody
and,
had to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, in all seriousness, that's probably what it was. He was an immigrant from Germany, had a family, and basically was looking to make as much money as he could, and he had a real gift for kind of sensing the tenor of the times, even way back when the gold rush was on and, you know, people were away from home and, you know, needed, you know, relaxation at certain points. And he started a series of brothels slash hotels slash restaurants all across the country and into Canada. Was quite successful. So you can see now that Trump's business acumen had a real long history.
Well, and that's the thing that people need to understand here, Mark. You know, we're all designed in different ways. And I always admire people who are able to duplicate their strengths and, you know, set up franchises. And in this case, I mean, his dad's one of the, although it wasn't a franchise necessarily, but he took the concept and duplicated it across the country. I mean, you know, that says something about the acumen of this man, right?
Oh, yeah. The grandfather was probably, I mean, he was probably, if you wanted to compare it to roots, he was the Kunta Kinte. He kind of started the whole thing. You know, his son would ultimately carry on the name, not necessarily doing brothels, but, you know, getting into the real estate market and all that type of thing. Very smart, very rigid, and he put a lot of that into his family and especially his son, Donald.
Mm-hmm. Now, was the Trump name on top of these brothel outlets even then, or was it just understood that it was Mr. Trump, you know, the grandfather running these brothels? What was the name of these outlets?
You know, I looked real hard, and usually they were like ramshackle buildings. You know, it was kind of word of mouth even back in the gold rush days. You know, people knew if they had certain needs that need to be met, there were certain places you could go to get it done.
Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, we're gonna have a restaurant and other services available too, all kind of you know, mixed into the process because it was all part of the need, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, Trump's grandfather was notorious for maximizing the potential to take money out of the gold miners' pockets. I mean, if they wanted sex, there was prostitution. If they just wanted a place to sleep, and there were hotels. If they wanted, you know, something to eat, there was always some place to go get something to eat. It cost, and it probably, in certain levels, probably cost a little bit more. But, you know, that was the way they did business back in those days.
Right. Well, not much different than today. I mean, the premise is still there. You follow the money, right?
Exactly. And that probably, in his business life, has served Donald Trump real well. He seemed to be a bit of a gambler in his own right. I mean, he would try things that would sometimes fail, sometimes they would be successful. On average, he seemed to have pretty good business instincts.
Well, you know, and that's what people need to understand about being an entrepreneur. It's not that you win, you know, 1,000% of the time. I mean, you just have to win more than you lose. So at the end of the day, you're in the black and you're not in the red. And even Donald Trump found himself in the red. But he found a way to negotiate his way out of that, and maybe he was one of the I doubt that he was the original too big to fail kind of entrepreneurs, because that has come a long time and again. But he saw that as a possibility for himself, and look what he was able to do with the bankers and the people that he owed money. He renegotiated his deal, and you know, almost I guess executed a self-designed Chapter 11 process for his company.
Oh, yeah. When it came to declaring bankruptcy, Donald Trump's history is pretty much dotted with that kind of thing. Revisionist history aside, he basically ran afoul of Chapter 11 at least half a dozen times, always seemed to somehow duck and dodge and get out of it. And, you know, on a very sometimes dancing around the legality of it all, he was very good at getting out of those kind of situations. What's interesting now is that he seems to have brought a lot of what has served him well in the business world into the White House. And I think what he's finding is it's a little bit different ballgame than what he's used to.
Yeah, without a doubt. But he's a fast learner. He's going to be able to, you know, connect the dots here. The thing is, I think that he's running into is the reality of the bureaucracy, and some would call the deep state, and you know, the unelected government that is operating in the shadows here. And you know, he's getting some reality I believe, on that. I mean, you cannot have, whether it's business or any kind of organism, where people are rewarded however they're rewarded, and then all of a sudden you decide you're going to take that reward away, whether it's entitlement, whether it is in business or government. Yet you've got too many people, Mark, as you know, that have been making a ton of money. They've been able to access the people's treasury, you know, legally, you know, they've been able to do this, and they're very fat and happy with America being $20 trillion in debt and us not delivering on health care and having our military compromised, because right now it's America's been very, very good for them.
Oh, yeah. And you notice what happened to the stock market the other day. I mean, Trump has one bad day and Dow Jones drops 370 points.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like people
Well, they get skittish. And the thing is, amazes me on that, Mark, is that where are they? Where are they to support the guy that, you know, they're betting on his horse? I mean, they were excited. There's a buzz all around. Every banker I talk to talks about all these burgeoning and excited would-be entrepreneurs that are dreaming big dreams again. And, you know, the guy who's bringing them to the dance, who a lot of their hope is in, where are they right now in supporting this president and pushing back on this media avalanche of fake news and, you know, just ginning stuff up? And, you know, there's been no crime other than, you know, we talked about with Mike Flynn, other than that, but they don't even want to talk about that crime. They much rather go after fighting the windmills and the possibilities of, you know, what may or may not have happened between the Russians and Donald Trump. And, you know, because they just cannot conceive that Donald Trump got elected. But meanwhile, he's being thrown under the bus. And at what expense? The stock market's being affected by it. People who want jobs and want to get back to work again. People that want health care that works for them. People that want security and knowing that their military is not operating at World War II levels. Let's bring it into the 21st century. What a novel concept. But no, let's just let him hang out there all by himself. And what are we going to do? We want another reign of, of socialism coming into this country to really upend this democratic process? I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah. And
okay, we got to go to break right now, so we got to pause it right there. I'm sorry, Mark. We'll pick it up right after the break. Mark Shapiro.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Mark Shapiro is with us. We're talking about Trump This, The Life and Times of Donald Trump, an unauthorized biography. Mark, as you noted, people know that Trump's only human, along with our humanity, whether it's in the genes of our grandparents or our father, are the flaws of our own humanness. And certainly Donald Trump was not a perfect man by no means. His flaws have been out there. He's lived a public life, and people are aware of those. In your book, I mean, you even go back to talk about how Donald Trump punched out a teacher in second grade, right?
That's correct. And the reason he wound up punching out the teacher in the second grade is he had been in discussion with the teacher, and the Trump had presented his side of the story, and the teacher did not agree with him. Trump got bent out of shape and just hit him. That's all it took. I mean, it's an early aspect of the nature of Trump. And again, I did not write this book with an agenda. I basically just put the facts out there and double-checked, triple-checked everything about him and just put it out. I said, here, the voters can take a look. If this helps them decide who they're going to vote for, that's fine. Whoever they decide to vote for is fine. All I did was present the facts. And Trump had some pretty interesting facts along the way.
Mm-hmm. What was the contention between him and the teacher?
You know, that was never made known. I got a feeling in second grade it couldn't have been too heavy of a disagreement.
It wasn't wasn't over a multi-story building or anything, certainly, that's for sure.
Not on the teacher's side, anyway. Yeah, right. I mean, you got to understand, Trump came from a family very rigid, very directed, and basically he borrowed the best and the worst aspects of that. You don't want to call him a bully, but he would, if he was crossed or perceived to be crossed in any way, he would get very defensive. He could get angry. He was big on deflecting things, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's something that could often get him into trouble. He was by the time he got into elementary school and middle school, he was having so many run-ins at public school that his parents took him out and put him in a military academy for a few years, which he kind of seemed to thrive because that, like, being in his...
He needed that structure, huh?
He really did, and it was... He did fairly well in the military academy. After that, he went to school in, he went to business school at Wharton, which is a hard school to get into. And, there are stories along the way that indicate that his father may have helped him out getting in there because while he had good grades, Wharton was really selective back in those days and, probably gave, I don't want to say he crossed any palms, but I think he probably called in a few favors to get his son into the school. Trump did fairly well in the school, and he supplemented it by working summers and often during the school year for his father on his project. So he was he was getting the best of both worlds. He was getting a formal education, and he was getting a an on-the-job training situation with his father. And
what was his dad like, Mark? Was he a real taskmaster? Or?
He was very rigid. He had a number of children, but Donald seemed to be the one who had caught the very attitudes that his father had in terms of getting into real estate, making money at every turn. It seemed to appeal to Trump at a very early age. By the time he got out of Wharton, he was fairly ready to take off on his own. He had worked on a couple of projects with his father and had made a little bit of money, decided his father was doing well on a smaller scale that he wanted to work. He looked across the Hudson and saw New York, and he decided that's where he wanted to be. And he borrowed a little bit of money from his father to get going, went to New York, and the rest is kind of history. He made some
His dad thought he was crazy wanting to go and tackle Manhattan, right?
Yeah, his father was very traditional, very old school. He said, following the family business, you know, he was getting older. You wanted him to take over when he was gone and basically just build on top of what his father had done on a very small scale, which was largely apartment buildings, middle income, sometimes even lower income buildings. And his father made a very good living. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But Donald had an ego, and he had always had this thing that I can do better. I mean, he loved his father. But he always said, I can do better, and I want to go to New York and make it big there on my own. And that's what he did.
Well, now, did his charm, clearly, Donald Trump, along with everything else, I mean, he's a very charming man. Did his charm allow him to avoid accountability through the years?
I would almost bet money on that. He talked a good game, and a lot of the best businessmen in the history of the country always talked a good game. The fact that he could occasionally deliver in a timely manner on what he was saying helped him. Occasionally he would run across business realities he was not prepared for. The Chapter 11 he had in problems he had were pretty much a situation where he was often pushed against the wall. He tried to get out of things, and sometimes he would get out of things, sometimes he would not. And, you know, he's one of these guys that would duck and dodge around things. He would occasionally get a body blow in his business life and, you know, would wind up owing people money. But he always seemed smart enough to come up with a way to, you know, get the creditors off his back and allow him and have enough left over to keep on doing what he's doing.
Yeah. He seems to be quite an enigma because you hear these stories, you know, some of these sad stories in business, you know, and I think about, you know, when it comes to business, you know, we all have dreams and we want to realize those dreams and we're, you know, we're going for, you know, maybe not a big tower like a Trump Tower, but in our own way, our own little tower buildings that we'd like to build. And then when you run in to Donald Trump, you hear, you know, some bad stories of where, you know, people seem to be unfairly treated. But then on the other hand, then you hear the other stories where he's helping a widow, you know, paying her debts and things like this. So he's quite an enigma, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's that enigma and basic curiosity on the part of the masses that got him into the White House. I mean, you hear all the stories about how people are losing their jobs and don't have health care and all this, and we're looking for somebody to kind of save their bacon, so to speak. And he's a smart businessman, and he capitalized to a large extent on that. But I sometimes feel like he was maybe overselling a little bit. You know, he was, it was like, I don't want to call him a huckster, but it's like he could sense that people were looking for a certain thing in their lives that they were not getting. And you only need to go back to his campaign stump speeches to know he could target right in on what's going on, you know, what people's desires were, and he would play to that. You know, at the end of the day, I think everybody, even his detractors, would hope that he would be able to, you know, make some of this a reality. He's made, in, we're going on 120 days in, of him in office now, and he's made a lot of promises, and, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot yet. And I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, because Trump is definitely on a learning curve as president. You know, he came from a business world where things were done a lot differently than they are in government, for good or bad. And I think he's been a little bit reluctant to catch on to what's going on. But, you know, he's got at least another 3.5-4 years to figure it all out. And stranger things have happened.
Well, unlike taking over a business, you know, you can pretty much figure out a culture fairly quick, because that's important. You know, when you go in, you gotta be able to assess who's, you know, who's on the team here and what you're working with. There are so many moving parts. It is so dynamic, as best I can tell from my purview here, Mark, on the Beltway. Wow. I mean, you talk about alliances. You talk about the game of Survivor. You got so many alliances coming at you in so many different angles. Seasoned bureaucrats that got lifetime. I mean, they're in there for life. As President Reagan said, that's the, you know, this side of heaven. It's the next best thing to eternity, I guess, or the, you know, it just keeps on sustaining itself. So you go in and it's not like you're running The Apprentice here and somebody gets in your way and you fire them, or you're running your own show. And, like he did with the Trump company, if you're with them, you're on the team. If you're against them, you're out the door. And it happens just about that fast. But not with the bureaucracy that he's got to deal with now. So, yeah, he's got his hands full, no doubt, with the learning curve. But, man, there's a lot of moving parts. I don't know how anybody does it. And to your point, you know, it's not like you can go to school and take a college class on being president of the United States. You don't know until you know. And then you realize you don't know. Right?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, if the faiths allow, he'll figure it out and he'll pass everything and everybody will live happily ever after. But, I mean, my only thing is, his big selling book is called The Art of the Deal. I think Trump might just need to learn a little bit of the art of the compromise. And, I'm not ruling him out. I believe he's got a shot to kind of turn things around from the bumpy start he's had. But, you got a whole bunch of Republicans that are standing there waiting to help you. And, you got to deal with them too, as well as the Democrats.
Yeah. Exactly. And Mark, what comes into play is ego, good and bad, right? I mean, you've got both sides of the same coin here.
Yeah, and you got to learn to rein that in a little bit, too.
Well, Mark Shapiro, congratulations on the book, Trump This, The Life and Times of Donald Trump, an unauthorized biography. I look forward to talking with you again and breaking down another one of your celebrity books. Mark Shapiro on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.